I didn't really expect people just not caring. When we came home, either people didn't care that you'd been anyplace, didn't want to hear where you'd been, or they were very much opposed to you for being where you were. There were people that I grew up with that went into service, and until a couple of years ago, they've never told anybody they were even in the service. And didn't matter where they went. They've all got their reasons for not saying that they served someplace.
Now, how were you about that? Did you come back and immediately everyone knew where you'd been? And
I threw it in everybody's face. I was kind of different that way because I kind of had a sour attitude after all that time. I drank quite a bit. I didn't mind telling people where I were. I was convinced that we were doing something noble. When you leave here and go to another country where there's extreme poverty, where there's a very oppressive government, there's a lot of fear in the area, it kind of makes you look at things different. And there was not a lot of people here wanted to hear about that part of it. They didn't want to hear that you could be walking down the street. If you were one of the local people there, you could be walking down the street and somebody come up and ask you for your ID card. If you didn't have it, they shoot you. And if you had it, you were the right age, you were automatically in the service. We live in such a great place that people don't really realize how great it is here. In some aspects, I know there's some people that disagree with that about us being in such a safe place or such a great place, because racism was very rampant in Vietnam. And growing up, I didn't see it. I saw a little bit, but it was not real in-your-face stuff. And so when I got to Vietnam, there was definite racial divisions there. And that was very confusing to me, too, because I just didn't understand why.
So you were learning something about your own society at home by going to Vietnam.
Yeah, I was learning a lot. Some of it was pretty ugly.
Now, you went back then to working in the family business, or what did you do for your career?
Yeah, I went back to work for my dad. I was driving truck for him, and I did that until 1989. I quit 6 or 7 times, but I dealt a lot with drinking a lot and post-traumatic stress disorder. I quit drinking in 1989, and now I might have one drink a year, but it's no big deal.
Wow. So you had to get past all those things. Obviously, the drinking is something you could sort of get past in a way, but how have you dealt with the PTSD?
PTSD is not curable, but you got to learn to manage it, and I think I manage it fairly well most of the time.
Ken Holeybe, president of the Santa Rosa chapter of Vietnam Veterans of America. His chief strategy for managing PTSD, staying involved in helping his fellow vets. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.